Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com or emilymorse.com, where you can get all of your sex shows, listen to all of our sex podcasts, get all your questions answered, because that's what we do around here. We want people to have better sex. And if you become a Friends with Benefits member, it will certainly improve your sex life. So we hope you all support the show. It's $4.95 a month, so not a big deal. And you get three shows a week and a lot of perks and benefits that we'll be describing shortly.
A lot of perks and benefits.
Lots of perks and benefits.
Do you know what's fun?
Talk to me.
We got to do XM radio.
Yeah, Friday night. We did Playboy Radio.
That was a lot of fun. I love doing that.
I know. We got to do it more often. We are doing it. We're doing it on 420.
Really?
Again. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
420. We should get stoned or something beforehand. Does everyone know 420 is like the date? Does people know that across America?
Yeah, it's pretty much well known.
The marijuana date. We got to talk about 420. No, we're going to do that. That was really fun.
We talked to callers.
We would be on SiriusXM. We talked to callers all around the country. And that was a fun way to kick off the weekend. I loved it, too.
How was your weekend, though?
My weekend was good. My weekend was fun. After that, I didn't do much. After our Playboy show, I was kind of drained, but I felt really energized.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, have you ever been to the Lone Palm Bar in the Mission?
No, I have not.
Right. It's really cool. I had two dirty martinis, which is a lot for me really big drinker. So I got a little buzzed. It was fun. Went with a group of people. And then Sunday morning, I went to a brunch and it was fun, but it was lots of couples with babies. Like 9-month-old babies.
Oh, no.
Like four babies. And I didn't bring a baby. I brought champagne for mimosas.
Yeah.
But I didn't bring a baby. I didn't get the memo. And it was fine, and they're cute kids, but it's just funny to be like, you know, you get to a certain age, everyone has babies.
Did you want a baby?
No, I did not want a baby. I was relieved I didn't have a baby. Is that a good sign?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit smack about babies. I don't know if you remember on Friday.
Yeah.
About just people having – not to knock babies because
– No, we love babies.
I would love to have children one day.
Madison's going to have 10 children one day.
Yeah, one day. But just we were talking about babies on Facebook and
yeah,
stuff like
oh
that.
My God, we talked about that. Yeah,
yeah, and I was
people
just
posting
like,
baby photos. You don't like that?
It's just too much. And I know what I really don't like is the sonogram, the new 3D sonograms.
Right.
Your baby looks like a turd. Like,
yeah.
Do not post that on Facebook.
Don't post your baby photos. Send it to your family. Your grandparents will be psyched.
And if you're gonna go do adult things, like leave the baby with some other people. You know?
Exactly. Whatever. It was an adult party, but it was babies. But the babies were cute and it's fine. All the parents were getting drunk and smoking outside. And
oh,
stuff,
that's
so it was
nice.
Fine. It wasn't like that, but it was just that's lovely parents.
Just leave it with the babysitter.
I was in charge of the babies at some point. They're like, do you mind watching my kid?
You? Oh my God.
I'm great with kids. I just was glad I didn't have one at that moment. Today's show, we're going to be talking about sexercise. The best exercises you can do to improve your sex life. And we are also, I wanted to tell you about this trip. So remember I told you we went to Good Vibrations a few weeks ago? And Good Vibrations is this amazing store based in San Francisco. It's a company that has, you have, they have a great website, goodvibes.com, where you can order any sex toy, video, whatever you want. But we got to go in there and go shopping and buy a bunch of stuff, get a bunch of stuff for our contract with them. And we got some really cool toys, and all the interns are going to be talking about what they got and their reviews and stuff like that. But it was so funny. What I forgot to tell you is one of the things that I got, one of their best sellers now. Remember Candy from
Real Housewives?
Real Housewives?
Yeah.
She's got her candy, her, not candy coated nights, but her candy kisses.
No. It's not candy kisses. It's her bedroom candy.
Bedroom candy.
Mm-hmm.
So Bedroom Candy is her line of toys. So you can buy them at Good Vibes. It's actually a bestseller now. And if you use coupon code GVEmily15, you get 15% off purchases at goodvibes.com. So you should go there now and buy anything you'd like. But the can't. So I was at the, remember last week in Vegas, I forgot to tell you this, that I was at the trade show, at the International Lingerie Show. So it was tons of lingerie and tons of sex toys. So I got like, I had to get like another suitcase for all my sex toys, but I didn't have another suitcase. So I just had a big shopping bag that I put through security.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, watch this, Kelsey, because I was with my assistant, Kelsey. I'm like, I'm going to get baggage checked. Like, it's security. And all of a sudden, goes through. They're like, baggage check.
Yeah.
And they're pulling out my sex toys, my candy, bedroom candy line. Mm-hmm. It was a huge – a lot of her toys are super cool. And I think why people like them is there's the candy kisses. It looks like a lipstick, but it's a vibrator. Yeah. And then she's another one that looks like a makeup compact.
Yeah.
And then she's got another one that looks like – they all look like different things. It's cool. But the one that she gave me – that I got at the conference looks like a gun.
Really?
But it's a vibrator. And I got pulled over for it. And I had to pull out all my supplies at the security in Las Vegas. But I'm sure they see that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, I remember I was with my girlfriend at the time. We went to New York and she bought a belt buckle that looked like a gun. And then she tried to take it through. And the security guard goes, are you serious right now?
Right, are you serious? Like, really? Like, you're really bringing a gun? No, but they were fine. In fact, the security guard goes, oh, don't worry. We see it all the time. We just had to check it out. He was like, you know what other toy is really cool? And then the security guard starts engaging me about sex toys. It was really funny. But you should check out the whole bedroom candy line at Good Vibes if you want to buy your partner something, or you want a discreet vibrator that doesn't look like you have a vibrator. It looks like a tube of lipstick sitting next to your bed, and it's a really cool, powerful vibrator. So you should check that out. Again, use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off purchases at goodvibes.com. So into Party with Kids, I've been working on the website a little bit, which I need to talk to you about. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you're just any member, and you go to our website, and you're any listener, we'd love to hear your feedback about the site. If you've got any comments, questions, things, whatever. And that's me. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty tame. Saturday, I mean, the weather here was awful.
It was rainy.
I was supposed to go to this world-famous surf place, spot called Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, the Mavericks.
Yeah, for—
In Santa Cruz?
Yeah, they were having a big event, but it was just pouring down.
Yeah, it wasn't that a great day to be outside.
Yeah, so I did not do that. Yesterday, I went out and just, you know, cruised around our area.
Yeah.
Took a drive.
Nice.
And then I'm back home.
You're back home. What'd you do? Anything good happen? Did you see any good sights?
Nothing. I didn't see any good sights. I didn't. Every movie that I try to watch on TV, and it's usually easy to make me happy with the movies.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I tried to watch The Muppets. I couldn't get through it for
The Muppets.
Like 10 minutes.
Okay. That's bummer.
The new Muppets.
Not good. Okay.
No. Every single thing I was trying to watch on TV was terrible.
I've decided that I can't watch movies from home because I fall asleep. I can watch television. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I watched The Shaws of Sunset. Have you seen that yet?
No, I've seen promos for it. They look crazy.
They're crazy. Yeah. And so that's what I did. And then we've got a new poll on our website. What's your favorite sex exercise? Naked yoga, Kegel camp, which is my iPhone app, pole dancing, or pumping iron?
Kegel camp.
I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. It helps men and women improve their sex life. So you should download it now if you have an iPhone.
Not to rehash Friday again.
Oh,
but
gosh.
It was so many oral sex questions. And
I know.
It was crazy because it was people from all over the country.
Right, like Florida, Texas, New York.
Yeah. And it was so funny. We had right on before us was
Sam Phillips.
And Sam Phillips is a dirty girl.
She's a dirty girl. So we were on Playboy Radio, just to give you perspective. Yeah. And they're doing this thing right now where they're having different podcasters do 1 hour shows, like once a month. And Sam Phillips has a show called The Single Life, which is popular. She's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And we had to listen to the last 5 minutes of her show as we're waiting to go on the air. Yeah. And she was swallowing some guy's virtual cum on the air. I was like, she's like, oh my God, that tastes so good. That's what we love. She was like having phone sex with the caller.
There's so many fluids involved.
It made me feel like I should be having phone sex with my callers, but I don't really have time. I'm trying to get more information here, you know, all the time. But yeah, what were you going to say about her? That she was just crazy?
Yeah, she was crazy. It was awesome. We should do a show with her.
We should do a show with her. She's really fun. Her show's called The Single Life if you want to check it out. But Menace, if we got you some cool stuff and we went to Good Vibes too, we'd like to give you the man masturbator thing.
The man
masturbator. We've been trying to give that to you forever. It's the – what's it called? The fleshlight. The fleshlight. And it helps you masturbate. We're going to do a whole thing on male masturbation toys this month, so stay tuned to the show. But Menace, you as a result of that, you need to try out a male sex toy. I don't mean to stress you out. I'm just saying.
I am very stressed right now, but
yeah, it's going to be awesome. Okay.
All right. Fine.
Okay. Fine.
Give me whatever. Fine. Whatever you got for me. Leather mask, all that. With the
you'll
zipper
do it.
And
I think
mouth.
You just time. It's like you think it's going to be a gateway. You might just really like it. Okay. And then we also posted some pictures on my Sex with Emily Facebook page. If you haven't liked it yet, you should go like it, or Twitter, Facebook, Sex with Emily. But we posted pictures, and there's a picture of me with the hot box, which is the
strongest
orgasm.
Yeah,
vibrator. So they're sending me one. It's like $250 thing. They're sending me to test it out. It looks like
box.
A power drill with tongues flipping around.
Wow. See, yeah.
Check it out on my website.
I don't know, man. I think that's going to beat up somebody's vagina so bad that a penis is going to do nothing.
No.
Yeah, right.
Men are so worried about that. It doesn't. It's funny, though, because we talk a lot about sex toys on the show. And the reason why I do that is because there's a lot of women who can have orgasms through intercourse. Only about 30% of women can. And the clitoral vibrators, there's all these discreet, like the bedroom candy kisses one is great, that you can use during sex to help you have orgasms. But I was out with a bunch of guy friends on Saturday night when we were at the Lone Palm drinking martinis. And they were like, I don't want to ever feel like I'm not the one who's able to get her off, that she needs a toy. But I don't mind using a toy, but I want to know that she can still get off otherwise. But the truth is, a lot of women can't. They just can't. That's why we have to do sex toys. And that's why we talk about it all the time. And that's why guys should become comfortable with it, because it does nothing to do with your penis. It has to do with the fact that she needs clitoral stimulation.
And a bigger penis.
Your penis is no. It has nothing to do with the size of your penis. It doesn't.
A giant hog.
Okay. So we've got a giant hog.
Yeah.
No, we're not even talking about like those insertable vibrators. We're even talking about ones you just rest on your clitoris. It's totally fine to use during intercourse.
A massive banana.
Speaking of banana, one of the toys I got at the convention was a magic banana. It's been in development for 30 years. It just came on the market. Yeah, Good Vibes actually brought one. They bought it for their new shipment, for their new items that they're coming out in the next few months. The woman gave me one. It's a magic banana, and it's been in development for 30 years. It's supposed to help a woman find her G-spot, like how we've always talked about. And it's like I don't even know how to explain it. You could go to their website. It's like magicbananaprobably.com. But it's like it's like a tube that wraps around. It looks like a tennis racket kind of, but it goes inside you. Mm-hmm. And apparently you can stick it inside you, and it hits all these different parts of your vaginal wall, and it helps find your G-spot like no other toy can reach. You reach places in your vaginal wall that you've never touched before. Now, why might that be a good idea? Because women have different sensations that they don't even know exist, different places that will feel good, and they could use this toy to enhance that.
So they've been working on this since the 80s.
Yeah, since the 80s.
No way.
Yep. I haven't tried it out yet. I just need to lock myself in my apartment and try out all these toys, because I literally got like 10 new toys. I love my life. Okay, some sex in the news?
Yes.
Alec Baldwin goes continental with 28-year-old Spanish fiance. It was a good weekend for 50-year-old Alec Baldwin, who successfully proposed to Hilaria Thomas, his Spanish yoga instructor girlfriend of 1 year. The 26-year age difference between the two isn't wild by Hollywood standards, but it is sure to raise some eyebrows. Probably Kim Basinger, whom Baldwin divorced in 2002. Since meeting Thomas, he settled down quickly, moving in with her late August into a Soho apartment. 26 years difference.
Hey, man, if you got it like that, you got it like that.
I know.
Don't hate.
I'm not going to hate on it. I love Alec Baldwin, you know? Well, good for him. Okay, Barbra Streisand seeks bubbyhood, lets her gay son know about it. Although Barbara has never taken issue with the fact that her son Jason, 45, is a homosexual, she's increasingly unable to put up with his promiscuous ways and hasn't talked to him in more than a year, says sources. He's HIV positive and has a reputation as a Casanova in New York, the city's gay community. Babs is terrified that he's neglecting his health and focusing too much attention on his social life, and was reportedly crushed when he told her he wasn't interested in adopting a child or hiring a surrogate in order to be a father. Anyway, her gay son doesn't want kids, and she's upset. That makes sense.
Whatever.
Your kids, he's gay. He doesn't want kids.
He
that
wants
happens.
To party right now. Just he'll get out of his system.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Ohio pastor uses stripper pole and daily sex to bring in the faithful. Pastor Mike Scruggs has been packing the pews at his White Oak Church lately with his new sermon series about sex. I love when the church is bringing sex. On one side of his pulpit, he had man desires, a stripper pole, video games, and sports equipment with lingerie and high heels scattered on the floor. On the other side, showing women's cravings, he had candy, roses, teddy bears, and a bottle of wine. He also takes a page from the book Sexperiment, 7 Days to Lasting Intimacy, and advocates a couple striving sex 7 days in a row, taking a page from the book. This is much like my 30-day sex challenge that actually originated in a church, but it's like says that couples should try. You know, I got asked at this party yesterday with all the kids, what's the number one question that you get asked? And I would have to say that it's about spicing up the sex life. My wife wants more sex. I want more sex. How do you have more sex? And honestly, one of the answers how you have more sex is you have more sex more frequently. You just make yourself do it, like going to the gym. Like your alarm goes off in the morning. You're like, shit, I don't want to go to the gym. But you always feel better when you go. And that's the same thing with sex. You start doing it, start getting in motion, and you want to have sex.
We always bring up the 30-day sex challenge.
30-day sex challenge. You should do it. I've got a video on my website. You can check it out.
I can't help but laugh every time you bring up something. Number one question people ask me.
Yeah.
When it comes to you. Remember?
Oh, Jesus. I hate that.
What?
Who are your friggin' friends that ask that lame-ass question?
Everybody asks me.
Come on.
They ask me.
What? I don't believe you.
Oh, you know
I believe
Emily,
one person.
Oh, you know Emily? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Emily. Oh, quick question. Does she enjoy anal?
Why do they care? Why is it all they want to know if I enjoy anal sex? And you're like, I have no idea, right?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I think she does. I don't know.
I haven't really talked about it much,
actually,
my own anal
that's
proclivities.
That's the tame version of how they ask.
What else do they ask?
No, they ask
the same
question.
Oh, does
she
like
question.
It in the butt?
Yeah.
Does she take it in the ass?
Wow. Still pretty tame.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to ask anymore, but
okay,
you get
done.
The gist of it.
You have really lovely friends who care about me.
I have
a lot.
Classy friends.
Those sound super classy friends.
They are very classy.
Lame. Okay, all of Menace's friends have never met me. They heard of the show. Does she take it in the butt? Who are they? Seriously, like, I don't like your friends. American Idol moves into a swinger mansion.
What?
The American Idol kids are following in the footsteps of orgy-loving, sex-crazed swingers because the mansion they just moved into was previously used for porn. TMZ is reporting that the new digs currently housing the top 9 finalists on Idol is the same place Playboy TV shot seasons 2 of its racy sex show Swing, a show about couples moving to a house with the sole purpose of living out their erotic curiosities through swinging, i.e. one big fat excuse for banging each other as often as possible. So the American Idol people move into the Playboy place where they're all
having
sex.
Did they
know
about this? But it must have been production friendly, this mansion.
Yeah, that must have been like, oh, this worked for one show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen the swinger show on Playboy, but I don't
have Playboy.
I don't have Playboy either.
But even though I do love Playboy.
I love Playboy. We love playing on Playboy right now.
I'd love to be at the mansion one day, everybody.
Dude, I'm taking you there. You know that we're going to hook you up.
I know, but
you just gotta get
it's not just me. I got to take care of my boy. Who got me into the Club 33, the ultra exclusive.
Honey, we're going to the Playboy Mansion. We're going to own it. Okay,
right.
Don't worry about it. That's one thing Menace needs. We're going to take him there. Okay, more and more seniors are dating online. I thought this was really fascinating. As of 2010 U.S. Census, more than 16 million unmarried Americans were 65 and older. But these singles aren't willing to sit on their porches and think of the good times. Between 2006 and 2007, there was a 140% increase in senior online dating. Clearly, the message that marriage makes you live longer has made its way to the over 65 crowd. So they've learned the effectiveness of online dating skills. According to the 2011 international study, middle-aged men and women were the most likely people to use online dating sites. Some of the sites that they're frequenting are Senior Match, Senior People Meet, Dating for Seniors, Senior Friend Finder, Prime Singles, Silver Singles, Dating for Seniors, blah, blah, blah. So seniors are dating online. I find that interesting. And I find that amazing. Like you're 65, maybe you're widowed, whatever, and you've never met someone or you're divorced. Go online. Everyone else dates online. What the hell?
Yeah, whatevs. Just do it.
Okay. Pornhub finds top places Americans like to have sex. According to Pornhub's loyal fan base, America's favorite place to consummate is in the shower, 25%, followed by the beach, 18%.
Who does it? Have you done it at the beach? I've never done it at the
I've done it at the beach. It was a long time ago. You get really sand up your butt. It's not fun. Not because I'm having anal sex. You just get sand because you're –
Yeah, sure.
You get it.
Positive.
Pornhub's poll reveals less about America and more about its audience, with some of its other responses, such as a local college library, 14%, a public park, 9%, the backseat of a car, 9%, and their parents' bedroom, 6%. I just thought you'd like to know where other people are doing it. But the shower sex is really important. I have a chapter about that in my book about shower sex. Hot sex, over 200 things you can try tonight is my book. You can check it out. I've got some emails.
From the peeps.
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also go to my website and just click on Ask Emily, and that's an easy way to send me a question.
Do you take it in
the- Do you take it in the butt? Do you take it in the butt? Oh, my God.
All right. What do they say?
So anyway, do you take it in the butt? That's so weird that he knew that.
Coming from Texas.
Okay. Thanks, so Paul, also, if you are a Friends Benefits member, you get your answers, your emails, questions answered right away. Okay. Are you laughing about the butt thing? You love the butt thing. Why are you laughing?
The butt's hilarious. Go ahead.
Hi, Emily. I was just catching up on some older podcasts, and I heard you mention that you love a candle that makes a crackling noise. I totally want to buy one but can't find a product like this anywhere online. Can you tell me the brand of the candle? Thanks so much. Love your show, Rachel, from Boston, Massachusetts.
Bostonia.
I talked about this. It's called the Woodwick Jar Candle. So it's Woodwick, one word, W-O-O-D-W-I-C-K, into jar candle. And the reason I was talking about it is because the guy I'm dating on Valentine's Day bought me this Woodwick candle, and you light it, and it's pretty reasonable. It's probably like $30 or something, and it crackles like a fireplace. So it's romantic.
Where do you get it?
Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah. You can buy it in stores too, but I don't know where, but he bought it on Amazon because I had one that I bought somewhere and I don't know where I bought it. So he found it online and it burns for 180 hours and it's super romantic. Like I'm such a big fan of candles. Women love candles, but this one crackles like a fire.
Oh.
But it's a candle.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Woodwick jar candle. Look for it on Amazon. Okay. This next question has three parts. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just waiting for the three parts.
Okay. Hi, Emily and Menace. I love your show and everything it has to offer. Of all the podcasts on my playlist, Sex with Emily is by far the one I look forward to most.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
we love
what we strive
that.
For.
First, number one, I'd like to say that it is true that any woman can get laid at any time. They simply have to lower their standards. It's not so easy for a guy because you would be amazed how stuck up women can be about that kind of thing. Not to offend anyone, but I'm sure Menace agrees. So Menace often says that women can get laid anytime and it's really easy for men.
Yes.
But they have to lower their standards is what he's saying too. I think that women can get laid, but they don't want – here's the thing. Men want to get laid all the time. Women can get laid just like, you know, Murphy's Law. We can get laid anytime we want, but we don't want to get laid anytime we want. Like we don't want to just go sleep with some random guy.
Saying.
We want to sleep with the guy that we like.
But they always say, oh, I can't get laid.
But you
I
guys
hate-
covet sex. We covet sex too, but we don't covet just banging anyone. So, yes, I could bang anyone if I look around the office. We're at Stitcher Studios right now.
In San Francisco, download the app. It's free.
Download the app. It's free. Stitcher. You can listen to the podcast there.
Search Sex with Emily.
I could bone someone. I could really go up, start chatting and bone. But that's not – you know, what your theory is that –
You guys have to define it then because you can't just say, oh, I can't get laid, blah, blah. No, it's just you're choosing not to get laid. You're filtering, trying to find a nice suitor.
Right.
Is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we're trying to find
a suitor. So don't say you can't get laid. Say, oh, I'm looking for the right person.
I'm looking for the right person. I can get laid right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm looking for the right person. Okay, second, you had an episode about oral sex and how to perform it on a woman. My own personal experience has to try the alphabet with a new partner. Simply trace out the ABCs and what letter she responds to. Make words that give her high and low stimulation. So I basically trace out words with my tongue that she will enjoy and help her orgasm. This is a really common like oral sex 101 technique that people say that you should do the alphabet. While you're performing oral sex on her, you should trace the letters of the alphabet or certain words, see if she can guess what the words are. And it can really – you can figure out, whoa, she loves the B because she likes the circular motion of the B or whatever it is. It's a good way to start. I think if it's working for you, that's good. It works for a lot of people. But Sam Phillips, when we were on Playboy Radio the other night, said that she didn't love that, the alphabet thing.
She said she didn't.
But I think the alphabet thing, you know, is nice.
She also said she wanted to use a butt plug that night, and you encouraged her.
She should use a butt plug. I was actually out with all my guy friends the other night, and I told them they should all use butt plugs. They've never done it.
The guys?
What if – no, there's all – legions of men use things in their butt, right? Either they get penetrated by a dildo, or they use butt plugs, or a prostate stimulator, or like – and I feel like there's a lot of men who are missing out on this incredible sensation that they've never experienced. And so, of course, all the guys I was with was like, I don't think so. But then a few of them were like, well, maybe. So I feel like I got some people over on my side of the tracks. Excuse me. I just got tired. It's a yawn. I'm not
tired. So you want
I want some guy to use a butt plug when we're having sex. See how it feels with him.
You want him to use a butt plug?
Yeah, or I could use a butt plug. We could all use butt plugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, why should he just use the butt plug?
No, I would use one too.
Oh, okay.
I've never used one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that does for anybody.
It stimulates you in different ways. There's different like nerves that feel amazing, apparently.
How is it like a wine cork?
Kind of.
Really?
Kind of like a wine cork. There's all a bunch of different kinds. Go to goodvibes.com and check out the
is it like a
butt
champagne
plugs.
Or
no,
more
but what
like
I'm
like
telling
Merlot.
You is they're for women and they're for men. And women who like anal sex, they may like anal penetration. They might like a butt plug while they're having sex. So their butt's being penetrated and their vagina. Okay. Off to my third thing / problem. Since I've listened to you the past year and become a Friends with Benefits member, I've learned a lot about myself and have made quite a few changes. But there's one thing I can't seem to stop. I overanalyze the hell out of everything when it comes to dating someone. I'm always looking for the wrong or the negative. I'm sure it stems from a few relationships in the past where I was lied to. Any advice on how to start working on this? Lots of love, Thomas from Joliet. Okay. I don't know where that is. Joliet. I don't know where it is. He just says Joliet. Okay, Thomas, here's the deal. It sounds like you're kind of stuck in a pattern right now. Maybe you were hurt by women in the past, but you got to just – the overanalyzing – I mean, a lot of women do this too. We overanalyze every relationship. We talk about it ad nauseum with our girlfriends. And I just think that the best thing to do to get out of it is just a first step is recognizing that you're doing it. And then when you find your brain going like, oh, that was a great date. And then you're like, but I hated the shoes she was wearing or the way she talked to the waiter or the way blah, blah, blah. You just kind of really like stop that pattern and think about, well, what are the good things I like about her? What were the positive things? And play those things back to you. Like, because we can all easily – like our mind defaults towards the negative and we default towards analyzing and getting all worked up. But why don't you just focus on the positive things about her? You can do the negative, but say, okay, now I'm going to think of 5 positive things about this person and see if you can kind of embrace those and if those are real rather than looking at why she's going to fuck you up. Just because these other people you dated lied to you. Because when people are lied to in relationships or cheated on, like it really wreaks havoc on their future relationship. So it's like breaking those patterns. We did a show on this a few weeks ago about breaking your patterns, which you really liked that show, Menace.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of good feedback on that because we all get stuck in patterns. And the Breakup Bible, which is the book that we talked about that time, actually Tiana, one of the interns, is writing a blog on it now. And it had this really cool section of it where it has you list all of your patterns. It helps you figure out what your patterns are and then how to break them. So check out the Breakup Bible. That could be a good one for you. I want Menace to do it. I think it'd be good.
What about you? For you?
I think I should do it too. She was asking me. She was like, what are some of your things that you've – your patterns? I'm like, we don't have time for this right now. Okay.
I don't have enough – ink in my pen.
Exactly. My pen is running dry. All right. So we've got our topic today. It's sexercise. Sex workouts and exercises to improve your sex life.
Oh, yes. I need it.
Right? You've been wanting to go exercise, right?
Yeah. I'm just
so exercise isn't just great for getting a buff body, but it improves your mood, boosts your mood, jumpstarts your sex drive, and improves your overall health. So if you're listening to this and you're like, my sex life is kind of waning, as you're sitting there taking another puff on your cigarette, it's probably because you haven't been to the gym. Because the gym does really jumpstart your sex drive. It brings relief from headaches and reduces depression and leads to glowing hair and skin. It's all the benefits of working out.
Mm-hmm.
Sex helps burn a lot of calories. Different positions in which partners participate as per their comfort level lead to a fit body. A few complex positions that require more of physical strength and involve more work lead to weight loss and exercising of muscles. Intensity of movements and duration of sex can make a lot of difference. This is just a little intro here. Building a body for amazing sex has little to do with how much weight you can lift or curl. It depends on how well your body can push and thrust. It's about pushing and thrusting. So these are some things that you could do. Better sex exercises.
First, you don't ever go to the gym, right?
I go every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Do you think I look like this just naturally?
I thought you might be having, you know, a lot of sex or something.
No.
No?
No. I'm going to the gym. Better sex exercise.
I forgot you go to the gayest gym on the planet.
I go to the gayest gym on the planet.
I didn't know how often you went.
I go like almost every morning, not today because I was tired, but I go
really?
A lot. Yeah, like 3 to 5 days a
week. You never talk about it with me.
I always tell you about my gay gym.
Yeah, but that doesn't really tell me how often you go.
Oh.
Like, maybe just go on the weekends. Maybe
I used to run marathons, you know, all that stuff. So I still have it in me that I need to work out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it at night. You got to find the time of day that works for you to work out because you're never going to do it. If you're not a morning person, it's not going to happen. But you have to pack your clothes and prepare and go to work.
Can sex replace your workout?
It can. We're going to talk about some – we're going to get into some sex.
No, but can it for you?
No.
No.
Never. I need the endorphins that come from sweating and running and all that stuff.
All right.
But weightlifting causes the body to produce testosterone, which is the primary precursor for the male sex drive. So when you weightlift, Menace, you get more testosterone. Studies have linked short, intense exercise, such as weightlifting, with increased testosterone levels. So if a man, if you're a guy and you're feeling like your sex drive has just kind of been waning, it also works for women too. You need a little testosterone too.
I like doing deadlifts with my penis. Just straight up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that go for you?
Goes really well.
Good.
I throw up after, but I mean, my penis does. But.
Yeah, deadlifts with your penis. I want to see pictures of that. To improve your sex life, do some push-ups, sit-ups, and crunches. These muscle-building exercises can help lead to better sex by strengthening the shoulders, chest, and abs.
Mm.
Stronger upper body strength can increase stamina since these muscles are used during intercourse. So we all need stamina during intercourse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you might feel like you're getting tired during intercourse. So if you do some of these upper body strengths, you'll increase your testosterone and you'll be more likely to want to bone.
Yeah,
and bone effectively.
When I was really in shape, I was running probably about an hour and a half each day.
Come on. When was that? 25 years ago?
When we first met, when I was super skinny. And I was... Yeah, I was having amazing sex back then. I could just go forever. You know?
See? It helps. So
now
why don't you start doing it again?
Whatever.
You don't belong to a gym?
I belong to a gym. I just haven't gone to it
You haven't gone
yet.
In like 20 years? 5 years? You should go.
I joined a new gym and I've yet to go to it yet.
Where is it?
The Generation Fit because they got free tanning there too.
Free tanning?
I need the tanning. Stand up.
Might make you feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that I think you need the tanning, but you're obsessed with tanning.
You do think I need the tanning?
No, I don't.
I want a GTL in this bitch.
What's that?
Gym tan laundry.
Oh, gym tan laundry.
Yeah.
Right. Jersey Shore. Okay. Better sex exercise number 2, Kegels. My favorite topic. Oh. Doing Kegels is considered a good exercise, sex exercise for men because these exercises can help endurance and control by toning the pubogenous muscles, the PC muscles, the ones that let you stop and the flow of urine midstream. They strengthen the muscles in your body's pelvic floor, which can lead to better sex. Men can use Kegels to delay ejaculation by contracting these muscles just before orgasm. If you've got an iPhone, I have an app called Kegel Camp that you can download, and it reminds you and tells you how to do your Kegel exercises. You need to do it 5 minutes a day. It helps women have longer, stronger orgasms, and it's just amazing for your sex life. And I'm going to commit to start. I have the app on my phone, and every day there's a reminder. It pops up if you set it, and it's at 5:20. Mine says time for Kegel Camp, and I try to do them. It's hard to it's But once you get
you
the reminder.
You have the app and you're saying you're trying to do them.
I've just been busy. Yeah. But I'm going to do more Kegels because I want to have longer, stronger orgasms. Shit, who wouldn't?
It makes your vagina smaller, right?
No. It makes your vagina
stronger.
Stronger. We're talking about sexercises. Okay, and better sex exercise number 3 is yoga. Practicing yoga will give you better sex by allowing your body to get into creative positions for maximum pleasure during intercourse.
You're not going to catch me doing yoga.
Yoga will help your flexibility, which can result in better sex. And some experts say it can also improve your stamina in the sack by drawing your energy in and up. And it teaches you how to breathe. Breath is so important when it comes to sex and orgasm, to learn how to breathe along with your – like a lot of men, I think, don't know how to breathe right, and that's why they're premature ejaculators or have problems staying hard because so much of it is connected to breath. So yoga really teaches that. You're not going to go to yoga anytime soon?
No, but that's probably why Alec Baldwin is with this young hot chick who's a yoga instructor.
Do you think he met her in yoga class?
Probably not. Right. I don't see Alec Baldwin as the yoga guy.
Me either, but maybe she'll get him into it. Okay, better sex exercise number four, fast walking. In a study of 31,000 men over age 50, Harvard researchers found that aerobic exercise resulted in a 30% lower risk of erectile dysfunction. That's big because a lot of men experience erectile dysfunction. According to another study, aerobic activity that burns at least 200 calories a day, equal to fast walking 2 miles, could significantly lower the risk of ED. Fast walking, running, and other aerobic activities help your sex life for the same reason that they prevent heart attacks. The results of this kind of exercise, fast walking, can be stronger, longer erections. Vigorous activities such as running and brisk walking also release endorphins and relax you, which can boost sexual performance. So all of this is about like endorphins and getting yourself out there. If you need another reason to exercise, it will improve your sex life. Okay. And then better sex exercise number five is swimming. So they reported swimming for at least 30 minutes, 3 times a week will increase sexual endurance. A randomized single blind study of 110 obese men with ED found that losing just 10% of their body weight improve sexual function in a third of the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's your sexual functioning going?
Sexual functioning is fine. Just I am tired.
I know. See? You got to start going to the gym.
I'll go to the gym. I promise.
Okay.
But I did change my diet. I haven't since I got back from Disneyland. How long ago was that?
Like a month, three weeks?
I haven't eaten any meat. No.
Oh.
No. Well, I've eaten fish, but
okay,
no,
that's not meat.
Red meat.
Good. Were you eating a lot of red meat before?
Yeah, and then I haven't had barely any soda. I was
really
into soda. I've probably had 2 cans of soda since then. I've probably had soda.
Do you have
like
headaches?
Almost
do you get headaches?
Day.
Caffeine withdrawal?
No. None of that stuff affects me. I can like rapidly change my diet at a drop of a hat and not even.
That's
worry
amazing.
About it. Yeah.
That's great. Soda is not great for you. Were you drinking diet or no?
I was drinking everything.
Oh, my God.
It's so good, though.
It's so good. I know. I miss
it. Once it hits
too.
Your lips, it's so
Watch
good.
Your lips.
Once it hits your lips, you just can't stop.
So true. What movie is
that
from again?
Said.
Old School or whatever?
Yeah, what? Wow.
Yay!
Oh, my
it's
God.
A high five.
You knew a movie quote. I'm so happy. Let's go have a drink.
Okay. Let's have a drink. Okay. These are other workouts to improve your sex life. Pole dancing. For women with flagging libidos, it can even act as a treatment. Sessions can involve hours of strength work. How else do you stay on that thing if not for clenched muscles and sultry, swiveling to upbeat tunes? And you can get a pole for your home. Pole dancing classes. We're all going to take one in the office and film it. Salsa dancing. Hit the floor for steamy salsa lessons and burn 200 calories in half an hour. Studies show that partners who try something new together reap big benefits both in and out of bed. You know, okay, I'm going to go off on a little something side here. There was a really interesting study that came out that talked about how couples who learn a new activity together, it can really improve their relationship and their sex life. Like if they both are like, let's take salsa classes. Mm-hmm. We've never done that. It can really bring you closer together. If you guys have been feeling sort of estranged or not connected, it can connect you and, you know, run a marathon together. Do something like that. Strip aerobics. Join a class where a choreographer can help you learn the steps or slide in some fishnets. Belly dancing is also another one. And then naked yoga. I did naked yoga once. Do you remember when I did naked yoga last year? I went to this conference and I did naked yoga with a bunch of people I didn't know. I'm throwing my leg back there with my vagina open for the world to see.
Well, that and then you did the vaginal massage
thing. The clitoral stim.
Random guys. Which I met. He was creepy too.
Massaging my clitoris.
Yeah.
I don't think they were that creepy. Creepy.
You hang out with creepy guys all the time.
I do not hang out with creepy guys.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
The weird swingers with the leather skin and the leopard pants and the ponytails.
You've never seen me hang out with anyone with leopard pants and ponytails. I mean, I have a lot of people like that, but I have not been hanging out with them physically.
Yeah.
In the biblical sense. Okay, and then finally, positions for better sex. These are some positions that can help you physically. Mm-hmm. Being on top is the best physically. Sit on top of your man while he's sitting up. Wrap your legs around him. Ensure to use your hands and arms to prop yourself up and down. That will work your triceps, biceps, and forearms. If your arms aren't strong enough, employ your legs, and that should work out your thighs.
Yeah.
Crouching replaces squats. Simply squat on top of your man while he's lying flat. Use your arms and legs to prop yourself up and down. Be careful, though. We don't want you to hurt your back. Do this slowly and watch your form so you don't strain anything. Then there's the missionary position. He's on top and you're laying on your back. Well, it's all about stretching, arching, and tightening. While he's working, you can do some work on your own. Stretch your back, arch it here and there, and tighten your abs. It's like you're doing Pilates in bed. If you want to sexercise even more than that, try tightening your Kegel muscles while you're at it. Hey, you've been with a woman, right, who tightens her Kegel muscles and you can feel it around your penis?
Yes.
This is why everyone should do Kegels, seriously. And then there's straight-legged on his shoulder. Stretch your legs. Next time he's on top and you're laying on your back, take your legs and prop them up on each of his shoulders. This will not only stretch out your legs and help him tone during lovemaking, your abs will feel some tension. Try to focus on your form and arch your back when possible. These are ways to exercise during sex.
And to download your app, hello.
I have an app called Kegel Camp. You can get it in the iTunes store. Soon it will be for Android, I promise.
Lies,
but it's
lies.
Really popular. No, it's not. And it's my voice, and I walk you through it. Tense, relax. And you can learn to do Kegels. It reminds you to do them, and all you need is 5 minutes a day. Who the hell doesn't have 5 minutes a day?
And I believe that Android is going to make a big comeback.
Android is?
Thanks to Instagram. Instagram is finally going to get released.
Oh. It hasn't been released on Android yet?
At all.
Wow.
No.
Oh, my God. Menace loves Instagram. You can find him, White Menace.
Yeah. Add me. And Sex with Emily.
And Sex with Emily. Yeah. On Instagram.
You post a bunch of photos of, like, your interns in tube tops and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's
fun. Nothing that no one would want to look at.
You'd all want to look at it.
You look at mine. Pictures of food and animals and stuff.
Which is kind of annoying, the food pictures. What if you're hungry?
Because you hate food. Everyone else likes
it. No, I like food. I just don't care what you ate for lunch.
That's weird because I get, like, 60, 70 likes.
They just like it because they like you. But it's not like they, oh, Menace had a burrito. I love that. They're not that psyched.
Yeah, because my
like
burritos
you.
Are so good.
Oh my God.
Someone just posted some sushi. I want it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, See? Well, we got to wrap up here.
Already? It went by really fast, don't you think?
Yeah, because I'm that good and that interesting.
You're that amazing. Amazing.
We've got 3 shows this week. We've got some awesome topics coming up, and we want you to become a Friends with Benefits member. So please go to our website and join. We need your help. Mm-hmm. We love you.
And I'll tell you tomorrow.
Tell me now. Okay. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. Find me there. Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. That's what I got for you. Thanks so much for listening. And email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I said it wrong. I'm totally fine. I'm done. You guys know what I meant.